Lesson from the first letter of St. Peter the Apostle. Dearly beloved, Christ suffered for us, leaving you an example, that you should follow his steps who did no sin. Neither was guile found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, did not revile. When he suffered, he threatened not, but delivered himself to him that judged him unjustly, who his own self bore our sins in his body upon the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live to justice, by whose stripes you were healed. For you were as sheep going astray, but now you are converted to the shepherd and bishop of your souls. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to John. At that time, Jesus said to the Pharisees, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep. But the hireling, and he that is not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and flieth. And the wolf catcheth and scattereth the sheep. And the hireling flieth, because he is a hireling, and he hath no care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. And I know mine, and mine know me, as the Father knoweth me. And I know the Father, and I lay down my life for my sheep. And other sheep I have that are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. The saving words of the Gospel. Please kneel for your prayer for vocations. Let us ask God to give worthy priests, brothers, and sisters to his holy church. O God, we earnestly beseech thee to bless this diocese with many priests, brothers, and sisters who will love thee with their whole strength and gladly spend their entire lives to serve thy church and to make thee known and loved. Bless our families. Bless our children. Mary, Queen of the Clergy, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. This is Good Shepherd Sunday, and it is an appropriate day to have a special occasion, which is a First Holy Communion. Today we'll have the First Holy Communion of a little boy here. I think he's here, right? Isaiah Adam, if I recall correctly. Well, Isaiah Adam, when it's your time for Holy Communion, we're going to have you come up to the rail first with your family behind you, and you'll kneel down and receive Holy Communion, and then the rest of us will continue with Holy Communion as we usually do. Now, I'm going to just talk to you here. Nobody else here can listen in, okay? It's just you and me. You are about to begin a brand new relationship with your family and with your church and with your God. Now, for years, you've watched other people receive Holy Communion. And probably over time, slowly but surely, you began to understand that what they were receiving was not the regular kind of food that we receive. It's different from all other kinds of food. When we eat normal food, we change that food into who we are, right? So when you eat a sandwich, right, you turn it into bone and blood and flesh and hair and fingernails and things like that. You change it into who you are. Well, when we eat, when we receive the Eucharist, which is a very special food, that food changes us into who he is, because that food, the Eucharist, is Jesus himself. body, blood, soul, and divinity. That's a very important phrase to remember for your whole life. Body, blood, soul, and divinity. That's what the Eucharist is. That's what you receive when you receive Holy Communion. Now, if it were just body, it wouldn't change us. If it were just blood, no change there. If it were just soul, well, no change there either. But this is also the divinity of Christ. It's body, blood, soul, and divinity. We receive Christ as God. His divinity is in an indestructible bond with our humanity, entirely united with body, blood, and soul. So he's united entirely with our human soul, our human body. But it's his divinity, it is he who he is as God, that transforms us. When you receive the Eucharist, you receive God. So on this day of your first Holy Communion, you heard the gospel about the Good Shepherd. Now, a shepherd and a flock have a special relationship with each other. They're both ordered one to the other. If there's a flock, there must be a shepherd. If there's a shepherd, there must be a flock. And you've always had a relationship with the Lord as your shepherd. Even before this day, before the time of your first Holy Communion, he has loved you, he has known you, he has always wanted you for himself. He has always been your shepherd. He has been your shepherd, as a matter of fact, before the creation of the sun, the moon, and the stars. He has always known you. He has always chosen you. He has always loved you. He has always cared for you. He wants you in his flock so much that from all eternity he chose you for this time and this place in which you would receive Holy Communion for the very first time. He's been planning this all along, even before the creation of the world. So, for your part, now, so he's done his part. Now, for your part, you have to be sure in the future that when you receive Holy Communion, both today and forever onward now, for the rest of your life, you have to remember always his love and that he has a plan for you. He's had a plan for you since before the creation of the universe. Well, he continues to have a plan for you. He will always be your shepherd, just as he was before. He will always be your protector, no matter what happens in life, no matter how bad the weather of life can be, and sometimes it can be pretty awful. He will always be there. Communion will help you fulfill his plan for you, now and forever on. Now, during the first reading, we heard St. Peter talk about Christ and how we should follow his steps. And that following his steps, by the way, is going to mean obedience, and it's going to mean suffering. I'm just going to tell you this right now, okay, so that it's not a surprise for you when it comes. It means that you have to obey proper authority, especially God. And it means that sometimes it's not going to be very pleasant. And even when it doesn't involve obedience, sometimes there are going to be unpleasant things that happen. And I'm just going to let you in on this right now, okay? It's going to happen. Communion is going to be one of the things that help you through that. St. Peter also mentions something about guile. Guile, he says. What was it that he actually said, right? Neither was guile found in Christ's mouth. Guile. Now, guile is probably not a word that you hear very often. You may never have heard it. No, you're shaking your head. You've never heard this word. Guile is, well, guile, if you look it up in the dictionary, means something like being sneaky, right? Being deceptive. You know the phrase, you know the phrase about someone who lies, about being two-faced, right? They have two faces. They show one face over here, but over here they have a different face. They do one thing outwardly, or they say one thing, but inside they mean something different, or they intend to do something else. And what they do outwardly is deceptive. It's like a lie in what they say and they do. That's guile. Guile means to be sneaky and deceptive and two-faced. Well, you are never to have guile in your mouth, Peter says, right? Never have guile in your mouth. You are to be true to the truth. And we know who the truth is. Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the truth. Well, you receive Holy Communion with your mouth, right? Where you're never, ever to have guile. You're never to be deceptive when it comes to your mouth. Never sneaky. When God comes to you in Holy Communion, there should never be any deception. There should never be a lie. Every reception of Holy Communion should be the truth and not something sneaky. When we receive Holy Communion, we should always receive Holy Communion in the state of grace, because He is the truth. He is the Good Shepherd who has a plan for all of us and who loves us and who wants us and who comes to us in tremendous humility. Remember, this is God coming to us, right? So it's a very humble thing for God to do, to come to every one of us. Always be able, Isaiah, to receive Holy Communion honestly, with no guile. Christ knows your heart. He gave you your heart, as a matter of fact. And so He knows your heart even better than you do. So you always have to be true in examining your own conscience. So we have 3 points here, don't we? First, this food, which is Holy Communion, makes you, transforms you into what it is, because this is God coming to you, and every meeting with God transforms us. Christ has always loved you and wanted you, and He has a plan for you. And Holy Communion is an important part of that plan now for the rest of your life. Good shepherds know their sheep, and they know Him in a relationship of truth. Never be dishonest when coming to Holy Communion. Don't be sneaky with Jesus. He knows you better than you know yourself. And I congratulate you on this day of your first Holy Communion. I hope somehow that this day you will always remember, and every time you receive Holy Communion, you'll try to make it just like your first Holy Communion all over again. And God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I hope the other people don't mind that I was talking just to you, okay?